This is Chairman Dell, DO dictating an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Joshua Reyes, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is J-O-S-U-E. That's J-O-S-U-E. Last name Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, period. On September 19th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 27-year-old male, height 5 foot 9 inches tall, weight 186 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 1st of 2022, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. He was unconscious, period. Another vehicle turned left, forcing the collision, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. Airbags were deployed, period. The patient had immediate pain in his neck, comma, low back, comma, left shoulder, comma, headache, comma, and pain down both arms, period. New paragraph. The neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain that lasts approximately 1 hour per day, period. It is a burning, throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both arms to the fingers, period. He was told that he had a pinched nerve and had an MRI, period. New paragraph. His low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is described as a stabbing and burning pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was ambulance took him to Eskenazi emergency room, period. He was treated and released after x-rays and CAT scans, period. Approximately 2 to 3 weeks later, he was seen at a chiropractic facility for 5 to 6 months with therapy, period. He did have an MRI at ProScan, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient is having problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as basketball and soccer, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, and working out, period. New paragraph, medication denies. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension that has resolved, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for tonsillectomy, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history revealed the patient never injured his neck in the past, period. The patient injured his low back in 2020 in a warehouse on a forklift where he hit the wall, period. There was no treatment or permanency, period. This was his only work injury, period. He had an automobile accident, which was very minor at age 18, with no treatment, period. New paragraph, his occupation is that of a physical laborer, period. He is not working presently, but looking for a job that is less physical, period. He did miss several weeks of work to go to therapy, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records including records from Eskenazi as well as Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehab, period. I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Records from Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehab dated October 5th, 2022. Patient presents to clinic with neck, comma, headaches, comma, mid slash low back and left shoulder pain after being involved in an accident, period. Their diagnosis was that of cervical strain, comma, thoracic strain, comma, lumbar strain, comma, headache, comma, paresthesias of the upper extremity, comma, cervical algia, comma, lumbar algia, comma, shoulder strain on the left, comma, ankle strain on the left, comma. They documented abnormalities on physical examination, period. Records from ProScan imaging, MRI of the lumbar spine, December 15th, 2022, showed L5-S1 shallow broad-based disc protrusion facing the right S1 nerve root. Also, broad-based disc bulging at L2-3, comma, L3-4, comma, and L4-L5, period. ProScan imaging, MRI of the cervical spine, December 15th, 2022, showed C6-7 central/paracentral disc protrusion indenting the thecal sac, period. Concomitant right paracentral posterior peripheral annular tear, period. Broad-based non-compressive disc protrusions at C4-5 and C5-6, period. Emergency room records, Eskenazi, dated October 1st, 2022, presents to the emergency room department following motor vehicle accident, period, was restrained driver, period, T-boned another car, period, airbags deployed, period, had positive loss of consciousness, period, complains of chest pain and left shoulder pain, period, abnormalities documented, including the fact he was in acute distress, period. They state, given the patient's loss of consciousness, will obtain CT head and cervical spine. Patient complains of left shoulder pain, comma, will obtain x-rays. Has positive seatbelt sign, will obtain CT of the chest, period. States has had some tingling sensation to his left arm, period. Since imaging were essentially negative and tingling sensation has resolved, can discharge home with return precautions, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I have found that all his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of October 1st, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient was observed to have an abnormal flex gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 1 centimeter scar involving the left ventral wrist due to injury from this automobile accident and hitting the steering wheel, period. ENT examination was negative with pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was diminished range of motion, period. Flexion was diminished by 22 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 10 degrees, period. Side bending on the left diminished by 18 degrees and on the right by 22 degrees, period. Rotation of the cervical area was diminished by 14 degrees on the left and 16 degrees on the right, period. There was diminished strength, comma, heat, and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area, period. There was a loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. Examination of thoracic area, unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination revealed normal exam with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area was abnormal, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area. There was diminished range of motion, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 24 degrees, comma. Extension diminished by 8 degrees, comma. Side bending diminished by 6 degrees on the left and 10 degrees on the right period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right lateral aspect of the hand, period. There was diminished grip strength in the right hand, and the patient is right hand dominant, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, herniated nucleus pulposus at C6-7, comma, C4-5, comma, and C5-6, period. Number 2, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, herniated nucleus pulposus herniated nucleus pulposus at L5-S1 and mid-level and multi-level disc bulging, period. Number 3, concussion and cephalgia resolved. Number 4, left shoulder trauma resolved, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of October 1st, 2022, period. At this time, new paragraph, at this time I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical region utilizing table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 15% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area utilizing table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has an 18% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of October 1st, 2022, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions as a result of this automobile accident, period. New paragraph, future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in the back region at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. A back brace at a cost of $250 would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500, period. Surgical back intervention may be necessary down the road, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective exam during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely, yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.